Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenBank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show on Twitter. Go and give us a follow. We love the support, and if you're on your mobile app and feel like giving us a review, well, please go ahead. 5-star would be preferable because we love the support there, and everyone that has been listening in, thank you. It is much appreciated. So, as I said on the last episode, next time you're going to hear from me is after we played the Jazz. Well, I had a little bit of a delay after the Jazz game, watched it a bit later in the evening, and by the time midnight rolled around, I wasn't in the right headspace after watching the Pelicans get smashed by 30 points to do a podcast. So it's a little bit later than I usually would after a game, but thank you for waiting with bated breath before I got back onto it. In addition to today, we'll have a chat about the interviews from practice. B.I. and Willie Green both talked. Obviously, we've seen in the timeline that there was no update about Zion and his health, or a very wishy-washy sort of answer as to what he's been up to. What we're not going to do is overreact. We're just going to wait and see what happens, and we'll have a chat about that a little bit later on in the show. And then also what the Pels are doing in addition with their upcoming open training, and we'll talk about the details with that. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, final game of the preseason, we head up to Utah. Opportunity to really have a crack, I think. You know, still no B.I., no Jackson, no Zion, as we've seen. Starting five were Trey Murphy, JV, Jonas Valanciunas, Devontae Graham, Garrett Temple, and Satoransky. So a mishmash of starters. Who knows? I think they're just picking them out of a hat at this point to see what combinations could work. I'll tell you what, this one did not. I put on Twitter, I don't know, someone posted what they wanted to see out of the Pels. And for me, this game, I wanted to see ball movement. I wanted to see a fast start. I said fast start. Really, I would have settled for like just a medium start. Wanting and having a crack, you know, that was the big thing. Ball movement, defensive intensity, and having a crack. And what we were delivered up was not that. So I probably jinxed him. I think that's probably fair. I'll cop this one. And now it is the preseason. So we're going to put a little asterisk next to it. Doesn't matter. Well, no, it doesn't count to anything. Would you have liked to see more? Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, we didn't, and, you know, we were playing with no all-stars. Utah rolled out Donovan Mitchell, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Royce O'Neal, Rudy Gobert, and Mike Conley. So, you know, some really good players, as well as, you know, a solid minutes off Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson off the bench. Paschal, Whiteside as well, saw some minutes. So, this is no slouch of a team. This would finish top of the Western Conference last year, which is, as we know, notoriously hard to be good in. I mean, we needed to taper expectations. What I didn't want to see was us just to lie down, because this is a team that you can beat. And they're a predictable team in that they shoot a heap of threes, and when they can't shoot threes, they go through Rudy, who dunks it every single time. So, I mean, when you don't have the players available, that's where it gets difficult. And perhaps if we had the scoring power on the other side, this would have been a different sort of outcome. Unfortunately, we started really slow again. And our first quarter was nothing short of atrocious. It was some of the worst basketball I've ever watched, so that was pretty good. Utah ended up finishing the quarter 28-22. We dragged ourselves back. We had 10 turnovers in the first quarter, which you just love to see. When you want to take care of the ball and good ball movement, and we turn the ball over time and time and time again. It was fantastic. And that was sarcasm. Now, disappointing nonetheless to start like that, especially not taking care of the ball when you've got guys that are ball handlers and guys that want minutes in this rotation as ball handlers handling the ball. So you've got Graham, you've got Temple, you've got Satoransky. These guys are playmakers, all guards. Garrett Temple's sort of that, I suppose, wing, but still, you expect him to be able to handle the ball a bit. And they were pretty woeful. You know, on the night, Temple, 4 turnovers. Satoransky, 3 turnovers. And some of Satoransky's play was absolutely just woeful. He was there and he drove in one play and decided that he was all of a sudden just in the worst spot, stuck under the basket, and decided that he was just going to dump it off to no one in the middle of the paint. And they ran up the other end and scored. And that seemed to be the theme of the night. These live ball turnovers were just brutal to watch. Second quarter wasn't much better. We rolled through and we scored 24 and they scored 35. So it just went from bad to worse. Third quarter, we scored 19. They got 32. So even the reset at halftime didn't help. And then last quarter, when it was all said and done, we scored 31 and they scored 32. So the two benches had a good fight. But otherwise, we just got blown out of the water, completely outclassed. And there wasn't really much of an excuse for it. On the night, we shot 43% to their 51, 34% from three. They had 38, 16 threes to 10. Free throws, 66%, which is woeful. They had 88%, 15 to 17. Assists, they had 30. We had 21. Rebounds, 48 to 35. We just got smashed. Steals, 13 to 8. Blocks, 7 to 2. Obviously, that's going to happen with Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower. Which is one of my favorite nicknames, actually. I think that's really funny. Anyway, turnovers, 21 turnovers to 17. Now, they had 7 in the first quarter as well, and I think that was the only reason that it stayed as close as it did in the first quarter, because after that, we were throwing the ball away like we didn't want it, like we're allergic to the basketball. Points off turnovers, 23 to 15, and as always, we were on the losing end of that, and you lose games because you don't take care of the ball, and then you don't get back and stop them from scoring. So, unfortunate, but yeah, not a great game at all. So, over to the box score. Who played well, who didn't? For them, let's start with them, because that was a bright spark. Donovan Mitchell played 29 minutes. He had 18 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. 7 of 18 shooting and 2 of 8 threes. You know, his shooting would have been much better if he hadn't shot as many threes. 6 turnovers, but he was a plus 25 on the night. So good on you, Donovan. If this was a Utah Jazz pod, we'd be laughing. We'd be going off. Bogdanovich had 15. Royce O'Neal had a bit of everything. 8 points and 4 rebounds and 1 of everything else. Rudy Gobert, a casual 19 and 19. So 19 points, 19 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal and 2 blocks. 7 of 8 shooting. Conley had 15. Clarkson off the bench had 17. Paschal off the bench had 14. Yeah. Now over to our guys. Trey Murphy had 12. He was 4 of 10 shooting, 2 of 6 from 3. JV had 12, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Did a bit of everything. 5 of 10 shooting. 4 turnovers though, which you hate to see. Graham, 14 points, and in the third quarter, he got going. He had 4 three-pointers on the night, 4 of 5, and he was going shot for shot with Donovan Mitchell, who's his old mate from a while back in this game. But, yeah, just didn't show anything of anything else besides that, really. Garrett Temple was average with 4 points. Satoransky was bad with 4 points. Naji off the bench, played 28 minutes, had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 11 shooting. Missed his 3-pointers, but you get that, I guess. He had 6 turnovers, though, so that was disappointing on an otherwise very Naji Marshall night. Herb Jones had 12, 5, 2 assists, 2 steals. No blocks in this one. And Nikhil was quiet with 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Kyra with 7, 5, and 4. And Billy off the bench with 7 points. Yeah, not really good. To drag it back to 127 to 96, you know, I didn't think we were going to score 90 points. I didn't think we were going to score 80 points at some points of this game. It was that bad. So when you go into the third quarter, and what, if we take that off, you scored 64 points going into the last quarter. So you just can't have it. You can't have that in a basketball game. And, you know, today we saw Charlotte get absolutely hosed by Dallas by 70 points, 68 points, I think is an all-time record. But, was not good to see when your team is getting slapped around like that. So, what do we take away from this? 1, take care of the ball. I know we want to play fast, but you got to play fast, but have an idea what you're doing. It's all well and good to rush. And there was plenty of times where you get across the half court and then we're like, all right, now we'll do a half court set. But just with no idea what we were doing. So, you know, Satoransky, I already talked about that, running in and turning the ball over. Simple passes that were just errant. Ones that you were passing across the top and someone would stick an arm in and run past and dunk down the other end. It just wasn't there. This obviously comes down to familiarity as well with guys that that haven't played together and haven't started. And, you know, there was 15,000 people there at a Jazz preseason game. It's a big crowd, really. But, you know, you can't be awed by this because as crowds are back now, we don't get to play in an empty stadium. So not the outcome we were looking for. But hopefully we rebound because we need to, and we need to desperately. Another takeaway is Devontae Graham showed some flashes. Hopefully that means, and Trey Young as well, I think, with the 3-point shot, that when B.I. and Zion and there are playing, they get more time and space and don't have to create as much for themselves. I think they struggle where the looks are, I don't know, maybe an errant pass that hits you on the foot, or you have to dribble drive and, shoot off the dribble a bit more, or have to pump fake and then shoot. If they're just by themselves and can just launch it, I think we'll do really well. And we've seen stats that say that Devontae Graham's better as a catch-and-shoot 3-pointer. So's Trey Murphy. He can stand there and catch it, shoot it like a mad thing. So if he can get a bit of time and space by himself, well, that's what we want to see. We're looking forward to seeing that continue to develop, and hopefully when the whole team's there, that will then play itself out. But yeah, not a great game. First game of the season coming up is it's next week. We're only a week out of the season, and that is against the Philadelphia 76ers. It'll be Thursday morning for me, Wednesday night. So Wednesday the 20th. So I hope we're keen for that because basketball is back and we want these guys to have a crack. How's that? Bit of rhyming for your afternoon. Anyway, enough of my carry-on. Before we dive into the next part and unpack the training and what's coming up, I need to thank our sponsors. So mybookie.ag, of course, is a fantastic sponsor of Hoop. Ball, use the code HOOPBALL. They've got heaps of bets going on. There was a free bet that was on at the moment, NHL bet that you can go on there and you can win. It's been coming in, so you can actually make a bit of cash. Not bad at all. Straight cash in your pocket. Go and get it. Mybookie.ag, gamble responsibly, all that sort of carry on. But if you like a bit of a flutter, go and have a look. And in addition, Manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, and get yourself 20% off and free shipping. They have the Lawnmower 4.0, the fourth installment of the lawnmower series. You know, it could be Disney will pick it up the way it's franchising. Go and get hold of one of these. They have a blade that cuts through diamonds. They have a light that can shine through the deepest fog. Probably, I don't know. I'm sure they do. You can go and check it all out over there at manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20 and get yourself a little bargain.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so welcome back. We are going to talk about the news, lack of news, that has come out of Pelicans training today. So the guys had a full training. They had a bit of media availability afterwards. BI spoke, and so did Willie Green. Willie Green's is the one that really has caused an outrage amongst Pelicans fans in that the first question was, where's Zion? What's he doing? How's he going? And the answer was, well, we don't have an update for him at the moment. A formal update will come out next week or in the next couple of weeks with by David Griffin. Does that bode well? I mean, next week is the season. If there is an official update, it'll come from David Griffin, the spin doctor. So are we looking forward to that news? Well, the only news I want to see is Wednesday night when he's lacing his boots up and is running out and getting some high fives from his players because he's starting in the starting lineup. The only thing that we could get told is that he'd been doing a bit of cardio, which is not promising, seeing he's carrying a bit and, you know, he is looking big. Is that weight good for him and his knees and his feet and all of that when you're trying to come back from a foot injury and you have a history of knee injuries? I don't know. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a physio and I'm not any of those sports scientists, and I'm not going to try to pretend that I am. The medicos will tell us when it's his time. You know, I don't want to overreact to any of this. They said, you know, he'll be right for the first game. That was, a month ago now? Well, maybe at the time that's what they thought. Whether or not it's progressed as well as we like, I don't know. You know, he wasn't running. He's only started cardio recently. From all reports, he was doing some dribbling and with teaspoon after training and nothing too strenuous. But again, I don't know. I'm not sitting in there with his in the doctor's office talking about this break in his foot. All I can go off is what we're told, and at the moment we're not told anything. And if he doesn't suit up on the first game, yeah, we'll kick up a stink. But if it means that we get him for 80 games instead of 82, rather than rushing him back and we lose him for 30 games at the end of the season because his foot re-aggravates, well, let's get that done. You know, we already heard that his parents were upset with the way they handled his knee. I don't think they're going to do that again. We just picked up his team option literally today. So if we annoy him, well, is it team option and out? I don't know. I don't think so. He's going to make an absolute packet in his extension. But he really, you know, they're not going to take this injury lightly. This guy's a generational talent. We've got to get him healthy. If it means we miss a week of him or we miss, I don't know, 12 days or whatever, however long it takes, get him healthy, get him back. And let's win some games of basketball, because I don't want a one-legged Zion. I want a bloke that's ready to go and is healthy and is fit and is ready to dominate again like he did last year. So I'll keep a lid on it because I don't know enough about it. One thing I did say about these types of breaks was a bloke posted on Twitter and I really liked it. It was was posted by Ryan at Ryan Hates Bagels. For anyone that likes maths, and he's a New Orleans artist, social media stuff, and travel turtle. Well, shout out to you, Ryan, and thank you for putting this together. He said, here's a list of players who had the same injury and surgery as Zion and the games they missed. If Zion's surgery was in August, he'd had 3 months to recover. 3 months equals 39 games. Averaging all of these games missed up gives you an average of 38 games missed. He's on average pace. So for me, that's optimistic. You know, there's a big variance in guys missing games. You know, Andre Blatch had it. He had zero games missed. If we have a look at other guys, who's this? Damian James, he had 107 days missed or games missed. So, you know, there's a variance, there's a fluctuation. You know, most of them sit around that 30 to 40 mark. But again, there's a couple of 13s, there's some blokes have missed 80. It just depends. It takes time. And if we can get it right, well, we get it right. And if it means that he's at the 3 month mark now, it happened in August, September, October, maybe end of October, you know, 2 weeks. Let's say he misses a week of the season. All right, well, I can live with him missing two or three games. That's all right. As long as he's around average. I think the main thing that's annoyed people is this transparency thing. And I think, I don't know, there seems to be this story that we are entitled to know everything that happens with the team. I know we want to. And I know I want to be. I'm chomping at the bit as well. That's why I do this podcast, because I'm interested in it. Because I like to know these things. I'm invested in the team. But what I don't want to see happen is that we become disenfranchised with these sporadic updates or, you know, this lack of information or apparently disinformation. We need to take it on face value. And I know some things are proven wrong, like the piano stuff happened and there's a lot of stuff that did happen that has been denied. But we need to take it on face value, and I just don't want people to turn on our franchise player, being Zion Williamson, prematurely. Let's just put a lid on it a little bit, because he's still a really good player and I'd still really like to see him play. And pissing him off results in one thing, and we saw it happen a couple of years ago with Anthony Davis. So let's just simmer a bit, I reckon. Look at that. Look at me. The voice of reason, the Australian voice of reason. Not bad. Self-proclaimed anyway. And I guarantee when we find out from David Griffin in next week that he's not playing for 6 months or whatever it is, you know, we're going to, not that I've heard that, and fingers crossed, touch wood and all of that, that is not the case. But yeah, we just need to taper expectations till we know more. Fingers crossed. Anyway, the other news that came out of the practice is that Brandon Ingram is ready to go. He had a sore knee. He tweaked it in the first game, and it took a couple of days to flare up, which was not good, so that's why he missed them all. He had a full practice today, and he's ready to go, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play because he's a great player as well, and he's our other franchise player, and we've got a couple more years of him before he becomes an unrestricted free agent, which is good. 5 years, I think, so looking forward to that. Jackson Hayes apparently is pretty close as well. From all reports, he has been moving around, getting the swelling out of his ankle, as per Willie Green, and he looks like he's going to be ready to rock and roll against the Philadelphia 76ers. So, with the returning Ben Simmons, controversial, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. Anyway, that is all of the news at the moment. Before I sign off, remember our Zion giveaway, or pair of Zion 1s, giveaway is still going in support of Feed the Second Line. Head over. I've just retweeted it as I was recording this. Like, retweet the post, donate as much as or as little as you want. Get an entry into the shoes. There's a heap of chances in there to go and win yourself a pair of shoes. You pick your color, you pick what where you want them sent, and I'll send them to you. Pick your size, subject to availability, of course, but I'll do my best. So if you want to support it, you want to support a good cause and, you know, get this, or win yourself a pair of Zion 1s, well, go and do it. Because we appreciate it, and, you know, I appreciate the city of New Orleans and, you know, helping charities like this. It doesn't take much for me to do that, and I appreciate the support, and, yeah, I appreciate you all for listening. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, LYLESWITHENBANK as in bank, at HoopBallPals is the show. Follow them both on Twitter. Like and subscribe on your listening platform, and I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.